Chapter 9. Jewel at the Gates of Dawn. Gardas's lungs burned as he climbed, and his legs soon ached, but he refused to slow. He could hear the rumble of one of the greater demon's bodyguards pursuing him, but he couldn't afford to stop and confront the creature. The Gates of Dawn had to be closed one way or another. If he could destroy the Realm Gate, the battle would be won. As he reached the uppermost landing, the archway began to tremble, the stones grinding against one another. Bolothrax flung his hands out in a throwing motion, and the darkness beyond the arch suddenly congealed and burst. A dozen monstrous flies, each one larger than a man and bearing a plague-bearer on its back, exploded out from the archway and shot towards the battle, followed by thousands of their smaller kin. Gardas stared in shock as the plague drones flew past him. He turned to look at the Gates of Dawn. It had become tainted, he knew. It was now nothing more than a blasphemous canker in the skin of reality, leading to chaos itself. His heart shuddered in his chest as he stared into the swirling darkness. It pulsed with an unholy rhythm, like a thing alive. "I have to destroy it," he thought, hesitation turning to determination.
"Oh, look who it is," Bolothrax said, as he turned to look down at Gardas. "Come alone, little Boyle. I suppose your friends are rather busy, eh?"
The great unclean one laughed. "One of me is more than enough to handle the likes of you," Gardas said, whipping his hammer out and around. The head punched into Bolothrax's belly, tearing the sagging flesh. Gardas struck again and again, making great wounds in the demon's body. Bolothrax sagged back, mouth open in a mocking leer.
"Oh, I don't think so, dear me, no," the great unclean one rumbled. "I simply cannot abide baseless bravado in one so infinitesimal."
The creature lashed out with his chained flail, shattering stone, and the force of the impact nearly knocked Gardas from the top of the steps.
"You are nothing, mortal. A momentary distraction, a gaseous emission, past and just as soon forgotten," Bolothrax continued. "Just like that frail wretch you call a god." "God? Pah! I have met gods and warred with them in grandfather's name. Your lightning hurler is no god. Merely an old wound yet to properly heal."
The flail slammed down again, sending a fusillade of stone fragments bouncing off Gardas's armor.
"We shall deal with him directly, have no fear. The age of chaos has only just begun, and it shall last unto eternity."
Gardas ducked aside as the flail rose for another blow and struck at the hand holding it. Twisted bone cracked, and Bolothrax jerked his arm back, opening himself up. Gardas struck again, and foul juices burst from the resulting wound to slop upon the stones. He nearly slipped in the excrescence and fought to maintain his footing. Disgusted, he watched as Nurgling sprouted from the spilled blood and began to caper and dance as he and Bolothrax swung and parried, jabbed and blocked beneath the arch.
"That hurt!"
Bolothrax hissed, clutching his wounded limb. With a bone-rattling roar, he drew a rusty blade from its rotting sheath on his hip and hacked at Gardas.
"You hurt me, pustule!"
As they fought, Gardas caught sight of the battle still raging below. From this height, he could just make out his fellow Stormcast, fighting for their lives even as he fought for his. He saw the writhing ranks of Skaven as they scurried forward, and his prosecutors locked in battle with the plague drones. The filthy standards of the plague bearers waved above their ranks as they pressed the Stormcast, and he could hear the clangor of the Skaven war bells. Then bursts of light rose in the sky, and his eyes were drawn upwards to the black clouds and beyond. Bolothrax's blade slashed out, carving a gouge in Gardas's shoulder plate and nearly knocking him from his feet. The great unclean one lurched forward, blade whipping back with deceptive speed, driving Gardas back across the pus-slick stones. Each blow the demon landed seemed stronger than the last. He caught another ringing blow on his hammer and rolled with it, allowing it to carry him out of the demon's reach. As he scrambled to his feet, he backed towards the archway. Gardas had allowed Bolothrax to harry him so that the demon wouldn't realize his true purpose. Now, the time for maneuvering was done.
"Determined little flea, aren't you?"
Bolothrax said, pursuing him. "Much is demanded of those to whom much is given," Gardas said, breathing heavily. He could feel blood trickling down beneath his armor, and his limbs trembled with growing fatigue. The Stormcasts were stronger than mortal men, but even they could tire, especially when facing a creature such as this that knew neither weakness nor hesitation.
"A worthy sentiment," the demon burbled, lifting its blade. "A shame it came from the lips of such frail flesh."
The blade licked out, drawing sparks from Gardas's sword. The force of the blow nearly ripped it from his hand. Gardas stumbled back.
"You are weak. As weak as the godling you serve," Bolothrax said. "You thought to challenge Grandfather in his garden? To shame."
The demon shook its blubbery head in mock disappointment as it hewed at him. He twisted aside, narrowly avoiding the blow. The sword smashed down and lodged in the stones, giving him a moment's respite. "The garden," Gardas thought. He glanced towards the archway and the noisome void beyond. He knew what must be done. Death was a certainty, but failure. Gardas smiled and spared a glance for the clouds above. Somewhere past them, the wheel of stars would continue to turn. He felt at peace, all doubt and fear gone. Sigmar had commanded him to deny the realm gate to the enemy, and so he would. He met Bolothrax's gaze and said, "Who will be triumphant?" Bolothrax hesitated, hideous features twisting into a quizzical expression. "Only the faithful," Gardas said. Then he spun, quicker than the demon could follow, and launched himself through the gates of dawn, his hammer raised high.